Russian, Chinese and American weapons. When we hear about all those scary weapons Russia and China are coming out with, we hardly hear about anything from the United States. I remember when Russia announced a torpedo which could travel well over 200 miles per hour with a chance they could get the speed of it to almost 400 miles per hour. I waited naively for some announcement from us saying we had something at least as good or some advanced weapon. That never happened. The reason I cared so much was the fact I knew in my heart this super-fast torpedo could destroy our aircraft carriers. What I should have known was the fact we keep many of our advanced weapons secret. This fact has been proven time and time again. Ironically, there was some talk about an American torpedo, but it was about the one we already have in our stockpiles, which travels about 60 miles per hour. One of the things which annoys me is the fact many of the secrets about weapons are kept from us even when the governments of the world already know about them. The point of this totally escapes me. Could it be the government thinks no one is interested in this topic, or we are too dumb to appreciate what has been invented? I would hope this was not the case. One of the things I sincerely hope is we are not falling behind in protecting ourselves like we are in other areas. Take the submarine problem for example. When we build a submarine, it costs many billions of dollars. We claim we need those ultra-expensive submarines, and we do, but to some extent only. Initially we wanted them because of their firepower, ability to stay submerged for long periods of time, speed and silence. Yes, silence is very important. Since they first hit the ocean, some very silent diesel subs have been invented. They are so silent in some war games they have penetrated our defenses, and yet we have not added any to our fleet of submarines. We probably could build 5 for the price of 1 nuclear-powered sub. The new diesel silent subs can stay submerged for very long periods of time also. I ask you, why are we not adding some of them in place of a few nuclear subs or with them? Other nations have been adding them, putting us at a disadvantage. I don't want to count us out quite yet. The Air Force has secretly built and flown a new fighter jet. Most of the details about the plane are secret, so there is not much to tell. What we do know is they said it has broken records. What records is unknown, but if I was to guess, I would say speed and altitude. It is being said it could be a replacement for the F-22, our best fighter plane. The F-22 is an incredible plane which had production scaled back because of the extreme cost. There is one record which has to do with designing and building the prototype, and it is the Air Force went from idea to prototype and flight in only 1 year. It took the F-35 10 years for that to happen. The aircraft is currently known as NGAD. China and Russia took 10 years or more to get their most advanced fighters into production. Currently there is a race going on for a hypersonic missile which the Chinese and Russians say they already have. A hypersonic missile is capable of traveling many times the speed of sound, and potentially 15 times, but so far none seem to be able to reach that top speed. Russia's 3M22 can be carried on a fighter plane and travel at speed of Mach 6, which is 6 times the speed of sound. This missile can fly so fast and low, it can get past radar detection using current radar. The range is about 600 miles. In tests it was listed at reaching about 7,000 miles per hour, but that is a lot faster than Mach 6. It can maneuver while flying, something ICBMs cannot do. The Chinese have a system which employs a hypersonic missile. It is the DFZF, but we have named it the WU-14. It is believed the missile can reach Mach 5, which is approximately 3,836 miles per hour. One of its basic functions was to be able to penetrate US carrier groups and sink an aircraft carrier. It was constructed in such a way it can be fitted to a ballistic missile, increasing its range tremendously. Scientists in the United States working on hypersonic missiles have been said to be complaining they can't get enough time on supercomputers to refine the designs of our future hypersonic missiles. I have no way to verify this. We have tested hypersonic missiles. News has leaked out of a test in 2018 where a US ship fired hypersonic shells from a standard 5-inch cannon. The shells have fins and a tiny radar built into them. The shells travel about 3 times faster than a normal shell and are said to be extremely accurate. It is being said these shells can shoot down missiles and aircraft besides ground targets. We are still working on our other hypersonic devices. The United States is in an unfortunate position. No longer does a country need to be wiped out to lose a war or to suffer. If the electrical grids are destroyed, that would be the end for most citizens. Remember how hard it was to get toilet paper during the pandemic? Picture no power anywhere. Everything would run out, and in cold areas, homes would have no heat, light, refrigeration, or anything else electrical. Gas stations would not be able to pump gas, and even if they had generators, the fuel would run out. This was one of the main arguments for homes having their own power from solar panels or some other source. Our grids are probably more susceptible than either China or Russia. In this vein, Russia is developing a super electromagnetic pulse weapon designed to do just that, take down our grid. China is also doing the same. These are said to be first strike weapons. If these were launched at us, would we respond with nuclear weapons? I wouldn't want to take that chance if I were the Russians or Chinese. We have the same types of weapons ourselves, but it is unknown how powerful they are. We have to protect ourselves by having a strong military. Will it remain strong enough to accomplish this protection? One can only pray it will.